Welcome back to SportsCenter. Last episode, we had a great round between a dragon and a T-Rex. Let's get a quick replay on that.
Oh, no! Great
technique from both players on that fight. What did you guys think?
You know, I really like the dragon's just constant use of ragdolling that little motherfucking T-Rex around. It was good.
So there was good plays by both sides. I really enjoyed where one of his teammates both shot the dragon and then shot him in the ass.
Yeah.
A little bit of self-sabotage.
Yeah, no, that was actually some really quality team building between those two members of the team where they just got blazed out of their mind and just ate french fries.
Didn't see any of that coming.
No, that was a new tactic for them. Up next, we got this week's play of the day.
Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name's Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 9 high elf druid. Fun fact for Xylas this week, he's heard about space, never been in space. However, he wonders what it's like to come in zero-G.
Hey, Sebastian. I didn't want to ruin your fun fact, but I absolutely knew that was your fun fact. Right when you said, ask Daniel the two questions you've asked him beforehand, I knew that's exactly where you were going with it. Yep.
Told you it was a 10 as in awful.
Not the most awful.
I guess it's not a 10.
I think that would be like a 7 because I saw it coming. I'm Caleb. I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, a level 9 rogue. Remember how I mentioned that she invented disc golf? She has her own company, disc golf company called Rogue Disc Golfing, with such good drivers as Assassin and the putter is Sneak Attack.
That's pretty good.
I went disc golfing the day and had a really good time.
Holy shit.
That's pretty good. I enjoy that.
Thank you. Bought something called three different versions of the Saki Bomb Slammer because I need three different putters. # good financial choices.
My name is Audrey and I play Velvet the Herringon Ranger. Almost forgot that bit. Her fun fact today is when she was a kid, she used to eat grass. And that's all.
Huh.
That's it.
I mean, rabbit.
Yeah.
She could probably digest it pretty well. Daniel, what is your favorite non-metallic material?
It's a hard one.
Like, you could go fabric, you go composite, you go petroleum-based.
Plywood's pretty fucking cool.
All right, damn it.
But I've already chosen plywood, so I'm going to go with ceramics.
Ooh.
Ceramics are fucking amazing. Let's take this stuff and make a rock, and now we have a rock. Ceramics are beautiful. I don't know. You asked. Ceramics. I love ceramics.
Okay.
Ceramics are really cool. Porcelain in particular.
They're terrifying because they could shatter at any moment, but also really hard.
I was picking materials, and I got disc golf. Let's say, like, how would you make a disc if it wasn't plastic-based? I don't think the sport disc golf would exist without
injection molding.
Yeah.
Huh. Carved wood?
How did they... Wood, they did wood. Them in, like, ancient cultures and stuff. Like, the Mayans had discs.
Well, they were stone.
Yeah. And that was a different goal, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, also heavy and expensive.
Yeah. I bet, like, wood or ivory.
Eesh. Not ivory. Let's not
Bakelite? Bakelite's heavy. Never mind. I bet it'd be some really weird, like, organic polymer material that you'd make from, like, wood or something.
You're right, though. Yeah, modern discs are...
plastic.
Injection molded. Hmm. It's like getting the plastics tree in sieve.
God, I love Sip. Moving on. How happened last week, Daniel?
Holy shit. Caleb did it.
I know. This is weird.
Nice.
It like normally switches off between you and Caleb sometimes.
I do it more often than not.
Yeah, but so you guys left a dude tied up in a hotel room, got super defensive with the sheriff because he was like, the sheriff's deputy was like, I want to talk to you. You're like, no. And that's just how you guys are. But you eventually went and talked to the sheriff, Solora. After talking with the sheriff, Solora, you went back to your lighthouse. Discovered that the goblins were still living there. Went to go kick him out. Turns out that the goblin's butler was actually just a dragon shaped as a human. Fought a dragon. A massive hole got punctured in the side of your lighthouse. Right. Dimitri's gone and you guys have a fuck ton of broomsticks. You learned that Bo Carson went to Dr. Shrimp to buy Seymour off of him. Learned that Bo Carson then, after buying Seymour, went to the Astral Sea. And that is where you guys find yourself, in the wide expanse of the Astral Sea.
In the twain.
Definitely not suffocating at all.
You know, I've always liked Seymour, but I always wanted the ability to kill Seymour.
So we're all suffocating to death in a train?
Yep, nope. Game over. You all die.
Sweet. I have a backup character.
Let's go. Your blood boils away and the train floats off into empty space. No,
I'm guessing we're recording.
Yeah.
All right. So as you guys have your really horrified experience where you watch the train disappear in front of you, and all of a sudden you appear in space, you're sitting there for a second, you're like, huh, space is kind of, and like, you can't breathe, and it's really cold, because the train wasn't totally sealed for space yet. But as you like have that, moment of like, this is where I die. I'm going to die right here in space. You watch as a blue shimmering bubble forms around the train, and atmosphere returns. It becomes livable.
Cool.
Because forgot that was a thing that you had to worry about in space. But it's okay now. You're fine. Not retconning for anything. As you guys come out on this side, you're in the vast black emptiness of space. All around you, you can see the small twinkling lights that are stars.
Do we have a map?
No, not really.
Is there a tavern?
No, but here's the thing. As you guys pop out on the other side, you're at like a little, like, Silas in the front. Are you all in the front of the train, or are you all in your respective parts of the train?
Respective part of the train.
Audrey, where's Velvet?
I would imagine I would want to be in the front of the train, because what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, it's kind okay. of a big deal.
So Velvet and Silas, as you're sitting here in the front of the train, you notice that, like, in front of the train, there's, like, on a floating piece of space rocks, like a little toll booth with like the gate, and the gate's down, and there's a dude in like a little like suit with like the fishbowl helmet, like slowly floating towards the cab of the train.
Does he come in through the field?
Yeah, he like floats in through the field. He comes, he's floating up to the cab.
Hello, sir.
As he floats in, he like takes off the helmet, puts it on one arm, goes, well, howdy, how's it going?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're here now.
Yeah.
First time.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sweet. First time in the astral sea, I see. Okay then, and he whips out a clipboard real quick. He's like, all right, cool. I'm just gonna have to get some information here. Names.
We freeze. Do we need to lie?
Velvet's gonna put out a hand and Velvet, nice to meet you.
Seymour? Wait, I can't use Seymour, sorry.
No, Seymour, but it's S-E-A-M-O-R-E.
Yes, it's S-E-A-M-O-R-E. Yes, it's Seymour. Seymour. It's C-Moore is his name.
I hold out my hand. Simpleton Rumbleton. Delightful to meet you.
Roll deception.
Simpleton Rumbleton.
He got a 14.
Wait, I have to add my modifier. Whew. 16.
All right, Simpleton Rumbleton. Ma'am, your name?
She said it already.
Oh, right. All right, cool. Do you have any other passengers on this vehicle?
Yeah.
How many?
Few.
How many is a few, ma'am?
See, Velvet counts on her fingers. We got Marie. We got Weapon. Uh-huh. We got a... Craig is around here somewhere. Uh-huh. I just remembered him, Velvet.
Terry.
Terry. She's a giant badger, though.
I don't think that one counts.
It's like under 12 gets in free.
Yeah.
Rose.
Oh, yeah, Rose.
You Rose. All right. Forgot about that.
All right. A purpose for traveling to the astral plane?
Business?
All right, business. Cool. Do you have any cargo on board that you're transporting?
Yeah, we got a 2015
Toyota Sienna.
Toyota Sienna.
Do you know the relative weight of that product? And the price of it?
A couple tons. I don't know how much a minivan weighs.
Is this... We don't plan on transporting it here. It just lives with us.
Oh, okay.
We're not selling products.
We also have a snow cat, but like...
I mean, I'm just here checking for freight products, you know? Gotta weigh the vehicle if you're transporting freight.
You can't have my minivan, bro.
No. It's a checkpoint. You know, gotta weigh the vehicle, make sure that your manifest matches up with your bill of lading and all that. But if you're just coming here for you say business, but it seems it's more like it's a sort of leisure thing. You're just passing through.
Yes, we... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have a friend here.
Oh, okay.
Why are we
visiting? Huh?
Why are we here?
You're looking for Bo Carson.
Oh. Yeah, the guy that...
Yeah, we got a friend here.
Okay, so a pleasure. I understand. All right.
Not that kind of friend.
Like a business... acquaintance friend.
Not a friend for pleasure.
I don't mean like a hooker or anything. I mean like in the format here, I got business, transportation, pleasure, tourism, stuff like that.
How about, can you put in parentheses next to pleasure? Can you write...
Non-sexual?
No, I have one here for sex worker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Prostitute and other sex workers.
Yeah.
If you're like into feet stuff, I don't know.
It goes that granular.
Well, there's like, he like shows, he's like, look, there's like a little space into it if you got to write in a fetish. All right, Kuka, you guys, I mean, I don't have to fill out the rest of this. I'm just going to need your signature, and then we're gonna figure out the well, I'm going to get your ticket, and we're going to figure out price for
this. Whose signature would you like?
Doesn't matter, whoever owns the vehicle.
We all own it?
I just need a signature then.
I put my hand in my pocket. No, I lick my finger, put my hand in my pocket, take it out, draw an X with the dirt.
Hey, as long as that's your legal signature, he pulls it, rips off the carbon copy, hands that to you.
Thank you.
He he pulls up like a little thing from his waist and goes, doo, 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 and he goes, there you go. Put that in the window where it's visible.
There's no window.
Listen, as long as it's visible, we're all good. All right, well.
Just put it on top of the controls. Like,
that's fine.
There would be windows in the front.
I don't know if it's windows.
They're windows.
Really? Like, yeah. With glass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
They have to have glass.
Trains have to be able to see.
Imagine looking through the window and then getting pelted by a rock at 80 miles an hour.
That's our next bumper sticker. Trains have to be able to see.
God damn it.
Add it to the list, Daniel.
God damn it, Audrey. Drive.
I mean, my thought was always just that they're open because, like, there's always a guy hanging out up front, out of the side. No, but they do, I'm seeing now, windows. They do kind of window, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There's also
fine.
Ones that point, like, face out to the front of the train.
Yeah. Okay.
He hands you a little slip, and it's kind of like, it's got, like, you know, general information about your vehicle, like, you know, weight, length, size, make and model, and all that. He says that will allow you to get through in any parts of the Astral Sea Transit Way with no problems. Welcome to the town of New Solara.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you just keep going, he like points, if you just keep going that way for a couple of light years, you'll get there.
Is there any sort of faster than light travel here?
Yeah.
I mean, how does one implement?
Oh, is your vehicle not equipped with that?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
We have good in-atmosphere acceleration.
Oh, you may be traveling for a little while.
Oh.
All right, listen, if you just keep going this way, and like he's pointing like it's a fucking direction, but like it's fucking space. Like the only thing out here is this dude's little toll booth and like the massive stone ring behind you. He's like, if you just keep going that way a little bit, you'll hit real Leroy's and he can probably retrofit your vehicle for intergalactic travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
My fun fact should have been Xylus read some sci-fi books.
He's like, unless you have any other questions, you can move along because you'll be holding up traffic here. So he goes back to his little toll booth. He floats back in his spacesuit to his little toll booth. Where do you guys want to go?
I'd go in that direction that he pointed at.
Okay, you going to go to Leroy's?
Yeah.
All right. As he goes back to the toll booth, a little gate lifts, and you guys cruise on through. It seems that out of vehicle, there's no gravity, but your train's generating some sort of artificial gravity.
Cool.
So
it seems that your train is partially retrofitted for space.
Already?
Maybe these cannibalistic bandits were doing some intergalactic cannibalizing.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So you guys strike out into the deep blackness of space, and probably after like 2 hours, just on like another floating rock that's just like gently sitting there turning, you see like a fucking like podunk ass, like almost kind of gas station looking thing / garage. Like there's a, like the sign comes up because the rock's slowly rotating. It's like pointing down. It just says Leroy's.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guide her in.
All right, as you guide her in, there's like a large pirate ship at the pump station like filling up on something, and like there's like a dude in like his little like space suit like squeak squeak like cleaning the porthole windows, and you think there might be someone in there checking the oil.
Huh.
But as you guys pull up, you see an elven man in like a ye fantasy space suit come floating up. This is like Brad here, and he's got like his little gas station uniform on, and he comes up, he's like, well, how's it going, y'all? What can I help you with?
Are you Leroy?
Nope, name's Brad.
Reed's name tag, are you Leroy?
Yeah.
Hey, Velvet, not Velvet, sorry. Rose, are you just hanging out in the back of the train?
I'm in the middle of the train, but yes.
Are you just going to hang out there?
You could, like, open the door and just be looking out.
No, I'm good.
Okay. No?
No, I'm not going to test space.
Rose, not like space.
I didn't say I didn't like space, but just opening a door for no reason in space does not seem like a good move.
Liking Whoa. Something and trusting something are two very different.
It's true.
I mean, I figured we had like a big bubble.
He goes, Akko, what can I help you with?
What did we need?
I heard there's a faster than light travel available. Briggo Bubbleton. Oh, I forgot what I said already. Xylus Ramsbottom.
Ow, I understand. You need a retrofit for this here beast. And he clungs the side of the train.
Yeah, yes. Be gentle. Yes.
So what you're going to do is you're going to pull on into the shop. I'm going to go find Leroy, and you guys can talk about the retrofit and all that.
Okay. Do you have any of those cool-looking spacesuits you have on there?
You guys don't have spacesuits?
No.
Oh, I'm sure Leroy can hook you up with some spacesuits.
Cool.
It's like, why don't you just pull on into the largest garage there at the end, and you now realize that, like, there's 50 bays to this garage.
Jesus.
And, like, all, like, a good half of them are open with, like, stuff going on. And, like, Leroy's is a pretty hopping place.
Dang.
It's like Podunk gas station, but, like...
Truck stop.
Truck stop, Podunk gas station.
In an asteroid.
Yeah, on an asteroid.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
You've seen Spaceballs, right?
Yeah.
You know the diner? That's like the vibe I'm...
Yeah, the vibe I really want is like country rustic space.
Yeah.
Kind of like Firefly slash, what was that? Outer Wilds. A little run down, but like everything is functional. Old wooden buildings with like sheet metal roofs and that kind of stuff. So you guys pull into the bay?
Yeah, I'm pulling into one of those bays.
All right, you pull into the largest bay, which because like... Yeah. The largest bay your train just fits in.
Yep.
You're a big boy. Mm-hmm. You're not the biggest boy. The ship outside was definitely bigger, but you guys are big. And as you like pull in, and like the train gently like comes to a stop, and just kind of appearing out of nowhere at the door of the cab is the just like wiriest, oldest, fucking wizenedest looking gray ass human being you've ever seen in your entire life. As he comes to the door, just hello. Name's Leroy, how you doing? I'm so sorry, Adrian.
Daniel was just like dislocated like two of my feet. Because he grabbed.
I grabbed.
And then shook. And my finger, normally.
I'm sorry.
My joints don't work the right way.
I'm sorry, Adrian.
It's okay. They're fine. Let's try it again. Be gentle, though. That's. Okay.
Sorry.
Xylas Ramsbottom. Wait, do that again? Xylas Ramsbottom.
Just imagine the most aggressive handshake you've ever seen.
And he's this tiny little wiry human man. He's got a pair of blue overalls on, like wild ass hair, bunch of pencils and shit stuck in his overalls. He's like, so what can I do you for? He looks down at Terry like, can I pet your animal?
Yeah, yeah.
Fluffy.
Her name is Soteria.
Hi, Soteria.
Yeah.
Very fluffy.
Very fluffy.
Alright, what can I do you for?
Faster than light travel? Any space amenities a non-space bearing vessel might need.
Okay, and he pulls out a little crusty ass notepad, starts writing shit down. Alright, cool. Will you be paying now or later?
How much?
Well, you want the full faster light travel package, correct?
Sure.
You got spacesuits on this bitch?
No. The Badger would probably need one, too.
Listen, I can get spacesuits for anyone.
Maybe a space cage for Craig.
Oh, no! Oh!
Hey, you can, like, bonk around and move.
Hey, quick question.
Can it be a hamster ball?
Hey, Leroy can get you anything.
That's good.
I have a really big hamster. I need a hamster ball.
All right, John, hamster ball. I understand. Okay, cool, cool.
Sebastian. It's like a 3-foot hamster.
Do you just have a goblin prisoner on board?
No.
Is this a small vampire goblin-like creature that you have locked on board?
A small what?
Vampire goblin-like creature you have locked on board, keeping him as a friend?
Is that, do you have hamster
balls? I got hamster balls.
Right there.
I got hamster balls for that.
Yeah.
It's not the first time this has happened.
No. His name is Craig.
Yeah.
You can pet him too, but
I don't think
you'd want.
No, I've done that before, and he like points to like a bunch of bite wounds on his neck. I've done that one before. Not good. I'm actually 23. Vampiric space goblins / wait for this space. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, 25.
Took 50 years off his life.
Now, Sebastian.
Yes.
Do you want just the train to be space-worthy?
Or
do you want the train and the minivan to be space-worthy?
That sounds really cool, but also not super useful, but also really cool.
You have like a small Toyota van shuttle.
That sounds really cool.
Sure. I'm going to say sure. We'll see what it costs.
All right, so y'all need a retrofit spacesuits. Do you want any other amenities? You got the self-defense weapons on this bitch?
I mean, we have ourselves and a... did I buy the howitzer?
Yeah,
I did.
Howitzer.
And a howitzer.
We've got a friend named weapon. Does that count?
Monkeyless made that little impish man back in the...
OG Solora?
Not Solora. Back in that coastal city.
Havencrest,
yeah. It's made by the little imp creature back in Havencrest.
Yeah.
Ah, cool. All right. Any other thing else you need? Caleb, does Rose need any space-related items?
Nope.
All right.
Are the spacesuits customizable?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you have a jetpack?
Yeah, I got a jetpack.
Do the spacesuits come with jetpacks?
No, they not really. That's extras.
How much is a jetpack?
You want just a jetpack? 300 gold.
Jesus.
It's a jetpack, Sebastian.
Yeah, that's fair.
How much fuel does a jetpack have?
Magic doesn't need fuel.
Kind of, yeah.
Sweet. I'm sold. Do you also have like a grappling hook attachment that I can launch off my arm? I
mean, you have a grappling
hook. You just can just use your grappling hook.
My grappling hook got destroyed.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh. What happened?
It got cutting.
The rope got destroyed. Not the...
But if it's a Batman grappling hook and the rope gets destroyed...
You can't just re-rope it?
I don't think you can.
Oh, you want to buy another grappling hook? You have to get that in town. This guy specializes in space equipment.
I feel like a grappling hook, launching off your arm, would be a very good space equipment. But take the jetpack.
That sounds like really good space equipment, yeah.
Kind of does, but jetpacks.
I don't know. I've seen it from something. I can't remember what it was.
Some cheesy 50s sci-fi.
But the new Halo has grappling hooks.
That's dope as fuck.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
Are you thinking of Spider-Man by any
chance? You know, I wasn't, but now I am.
Man, Spider. All right, so he goes, all right, cool. This is going to only take a couple hours.
Could be like Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen. It's like, this is going to take a couple hours. You guys can stay in the vehicle if you want. We got a small lounge you can hang out in. It's drinks, entertainment, just like a pool table and shit.
Velvet goes, fuck yeah, and she starts going.
Wait, and like, as you like walk off the train, it's like, and he grabs you and he pulls you back. He's like, there's no atmosphere out there, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I'll get you your space seats.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I want to play pool.
Yeah. The pool area's, you know, atmosphere. There's no atmosphere out there. A little weird.
Do you know what I'm thinking about? Just cause.
I was going to ask.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay. I was
just thinking about that. Love that game. I've never played it, but seen people
do it. It's good.
But I've also seen it in Halo. Halo has it too.
Leroy bangs you guys some spacesuits. They have like little you guys all want mobility packs on your spacesuits?
That'd be cool.
Velvet mobility pack on your spacesuit? It's like a little jetpack. All right. Caleb, you just get a full-on jetpack.
Yes.
You go faster and can move more than they can. Otherwise, you guys have to like do like astronauts where you climb along everything. You have to attach
yourself.
So they
do have jet.
What?
So they do have jetpacks.
Who?
The suits.
Yeah, but like it's not like a jetpack.
It's like you puff around.
You
slowly.
Puff around really slowly. A jetpack like it's jetpack. Rocket Man jetpack. You fly around, fly in the air. You can do fun acrobatic shit. So these are like little like puffers that move you around gently.
How much mine gold? Have bubbles.
Sure.
Cool.
What the fuck?
Otherwise, if you want to move around something, you have to use like the astronaut carabiner on a rope.
Okay.
And if you get lost, you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Caleb?
The Raiders just scored a touchdown.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. How much is this going to, like, the jetpack and the spacesuit cost?
500 gold total.
Sweet.
So if you want the regular spacesuit's just 250. Wait, no.
200.
200, yes.
I'm rapidly running out of money recently.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
You decided to buy a howitzer.
I don't regret it.
Look, we got a job that's going to earn us 2,000 gold from what's-his-face.
Okay, I'm going to minus 200 for the jetpack.
Okay.
What about the ship upgrade?
Shrimp.
He's not going to tell you that until he's done upgrading.
God damn it.
Unless you ask him.
I asked him.
Oh, you ask him
like,
as
how
he's
much?
Like, all right, so you want the fast and light teleportation package in the spacesuit docking bay. We're going to have to put mobility rails on your ship for other individuals who do not have those kind of amenities that you have. It's a government thing. Don't worry about it. Those are free, though.
ADA.
Yeah, it's the ADA. See. I think that's it. Yeah. It's going to come out to 5,000 gold.
Yeah, I can't. I have 5,100.
What's 5,000 divided by 3?
Yeah.
I don't know. Math is hard.
150? 1,500?
16,666.
Okay. 1666.
Hail Satan.
I will pay 1667.
Oh, shit.
Because one and three sixes. Not that I don't have a lot of money, I do, but like
you have,
things are expensive, yeah, right, well, for us.
Things are expensive because you guys want magical items and stuff.
Yeah, and a cannon.
Yeah,
I really hope I get to use that.
You might get to use that in space here real soon.
Okay.
So you guys can hang out in the train if you want, or you can go hang out in like the little bar leisure area that they have for a couple hours.
Is there a bartender?
Yeah, there's a bartender.
Definitely, yep. Going to the bar.
There's Beholder's the giant eye. I'm thinking of a mind flayer. There's a mind flayer bartender doling out drinks, but he's wearing like the little bow tie and like the classic kind of like Western bartender getup. He's got like the weird, like the candy stripes with like the scrunchies on the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if whatever you want to drink, he can make you. I mean, because you guys are buying a full upgrade, they're free.
Oh, fuck yeah. Double fisting this one for
double
sure.
Double fisting that one, all right. So are you just sitting at the bar getting a little fucked up?
I'm going to ask if he can make me a paloma.
Oh, of course, ma'am. I can make you anything you need.
How does he make it?
Audrey, I don't know what's in a paloma.
No, just let me ask you this. Let me stop, pause.
He makes it the correct way.
Is it grapefruit juice and club soda, or is it squirt, like the soda squirt?
No, it's grapefruit juice and club soda.
Great.
And it's not like a thing of canned.
The correct way.
It's not a can of grapefruit juice.
It fucking pisses me off. And I'm like, can you guys make me a paloma? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they just put tequila and squirt together and go, here you go. That'll be $11. Like, fuck you. Give me grapefruit juice, bro. That's the whole point of the drink.
That's why I buy beer.
That's
you
the
can't
whole
fuck
point of
up.
The fucking cocktail, bro.
That's why I like
pisses me off.
Beer, because you can't fuck a beer up.
I could just go buy a can of squirt and put a shot of tequila in it.
Have you had Bud Light? Because that's fucking up beer pretty well.
You got me on that one. He like fucking like he has a thing of grapefruits that he individually juices.
Fuck yeah.
And he like he's got to go over and make the club soda himself and all that.
Fuck yeah.
What would you like to drink, ma'am?
What's your highest percentage alcohol?
We got a little bit of rock gut in the back. You want some rock gut?
How about this highest percentage of alcohol? It's not gonna kill me.
Oh,
like classy alcohol.
Oh, you want
but high percentage.
We got a little bit of Atlas Reserve left in the back. All right, cool.
Like three of those.
Three shots is three drinks.
Yes.
That's
whatever.
Three drinks with three shots.
Whatever you're going to serve me.
Do you like it on the rocks? Do you want it mixed with anything?
On the rocks.
On the rocks. All right. My elven friend here, would you like anything?
Do you have any of that spicy water?
What do you mean?
TV static.
For 7-Up.
TV static.
What?
But water.
Want a club soda?
Yeah.
Want a club soda. All right. And he goes off and he does all his things and he comes back about 5 minutes later and he hands you your paloma. It kind of looks like it's served in an old oil filter canister.
Beautiful.
He hands you your three glasses of Atlin Reserve with ice.
I'm going to give one to Marie.
Yeah, she pounds that shit.
And then I'm just going to be pounding the other two.
And then he gives you your glass of club soda.
Okay.
Yep.
Daniel.
Yes.
I couldn't think of anything else interesting to do. I want to chug it, and I want to hold the burps in.
Roll constitution.
Okay.
What do you guys want? Do you guys want to do anything else while you're waiting for your train?
I want to play pooled weapon.
Roll a sleight of hand against weapon.
What is going on in the station? Is it there's just pool, or is there like other...
There's pool, there's darts, there's a couple like pinball machines. There's like small tables where some people are like playing poker by themselves.
There we go. Bring it back around to episode 2, 3.
Okay.
I play poker.
What'd you get for that side of hand, Audrey?
I got 15.
Weapon beat you. Weapon got a 16.
Makes sense. He's got the reach for it.
That's with a negative modifier.
Could he maybe have a disadvantage because I didn't give him his arm back yet?
He still has tiny arm, doesn't he?
I've seen people play pool with one hand.
Any arm on that side.
Audrey, you beat Weapon at pool.
Fuck yeah.
He got a 13.
Sweet.
I realize this and give him his arm back.
Okay, cool. After he loses that pool.
Yep.
Okay.
After he loses.
Caleb, roll luck at your poker because, yeah. Xylus, do yes. you want to do anything while stuff's going on?
I want to let out the most ungodly.
Oh, wait, what'd
obscene...
you get for that con?
Oh, 19.
All right, yeah, you hold that.
I want to let out the most ungodly, obscene burp I could possibly muster. Throughout the bar.
So you're just gonna like stand in the center of the bar like
yes.
Okay. You do that.
Uh-huh.
No one really seems fazed.
It's a, Silas is dumbfounded.
It's a truck stop slash yeah. trucker bar yeah. slash gas station.
I hear another identical burp across the way.
Like, oh. You see some lady across the way like, and then she like...
Daniel's doing the
pointing at my eyes and then pointing at you.
She's yeah. like, that's my shtick. Find your own fucking gag.
And then she goes back to playing darts.
Okay. I want to talk to the bartender.
You walk up to the bartender. He's like, what can I get you?
Have you, what? Do you know a Bo Carson?
Yeah, I know Bo. He came in. He was in here a couple days ago.
Is he around?
What do you mean around?
Is he around these parts?
Oh, yeah, he's in. Hold up. Hold on. One sec. Jimmy, hold down the bar real quick. Gotta go get something from back. And then a beholder comes floating over and he starts doing drinks. Okay. And the mind flayer walks away. About 5 minutes later, he comes back and he hands you a piece of folded paper. He's like, I left this for you. He told me he was
God
looking for...
damn it.
He said, look for some douchebags, and I feel like you guys fit the role.
I have been called that. Still unsure what it means.
I think it depends on the context of the saying.
I take the paper?
Take the paper.
What's the paper say?
You unfold the paper and it says, ha! One step closer, but still a little too far away. Find me in New Salore.
Aren't we in New Salore?
You're in the outskirts of New Salore.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You've been very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Can I get you anything else to drink?
No, I'm good.
All right. So unless you guys want to do anything else special, Caleb, would you get on that?
16.
You got a 16?
Mm-hmm.
You win like 10 gold.
Hey.
Unless you guys want to do anything so special, you just hang out in Le Bar, and then Leroy comes walking in. He tells you your train's already.
Rad.
How much money?
Oh. 5,000 gold total.
Right, yeah, we paid it.
Oh, yes. I was paying attention.
Obviously. Not much has really changed about the train itself.
Some handholds now.
There's a bunch of handholds across the entire thing. In the empty car where like the Toyota and the Snowcat was are a bunch of like little docking areas for spacesuits with your guys' spacesuits in them.
Rad.
Right.
Is it the Toyota Sienna?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
So the Toyota, it has a bunch of like little thrusters all over it, and like if you open up the engine bay, there's like a massive pulsing arcanic core that powers all of it.
Holy
and like
shit.
It's totally sealed up and like, you know, there's like a cargo thing on top where you can put, where it's like pressurized, where you can put all your stuff and like the wheels will fold under and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is rad.
There's two docking stations in the back for your spacesuits.
Cool.
So like you open the trunk and then you can go in and that's how you dock in your spacesuit. So you can, you know.
Taillights and headlights, like maneuvering thrusters?
Nope. Taillights and headlights still there.
Still there. Okay. Okay, cool.
But there's a bunch of little maneuvering thrusters all over it and all that. There is a massive metal hamster ball just kind of hanging out. It's like chained down to the deck of the train.
Is Craig in it?
No, Craig's not in it. You have fun with that one. Because as Leroy said, he's learned his lesson. He's not touching that shit with a 10-foot pole.
Isn't Craig in the minivan, though? Wasn't he?
No, you duct tape Craig back
shit.
In the snow.
Is he still in the snow? Okay.
Roll luck check.
I got 17.
Yeah, Craig's still in the snow cat.
Great, I'm going to transfer him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grab you boys.
Yeah.
Click, click.
Roll grapple check with Greg.
Knock him out.
Oh, you're going to knock him out first?
I'm going to grab him with the grabby boys and knock him out.
Oh, you have to roll grapple
That's
check.
That's what I've been doing. Cool. How else would I knock him out?
You just walk in and punch him in the face really fast.
Rock.
And I wouldn't have to
No, you still have to worry about that. No, you still have to roll to hit. What'd you get, Audrey? Grapple, so acrobatics or athletics. And I rolled pretty good. I got a 22.
Yeah, I don't even fucking want to do 3 + 8. So
as you open the door of the snowcat and go to grab him, he fucking like a freaked out cat in the back of a van, like crawls up on the ceiling and then jumps out behind you. He's loose in the train now.
Can I go get him?
Yeah, but he's
what do I have to roll?
You have to go find him and then.
So investigation.
Yeah. Xylus and Rose, roll luck.
16.
8.
11.
Xylus, where are you in the train?
Checking out the minivan.
All right, so, you're in the same car as Velvet. What's your AC?
18.
You feel a sudden shock and sharp pains in your neck as something stabs you in the neck, and then you lose.
Oh, fuck!
You lose 5 HP as it sucks your blood.
I'd try and rip it off.
Roll strength.
Hey, can I come in with the grabby voice?
Hey, Velvet.
Grab him.
You turn around and Craig is standing behind Xylus with his two little fangs, and Xylus is the back of Xylus.
Yeah, I want to get in with my grabby voice.
Rolled hit.
Strength is not my thing. That's a.
I've rolled a seven.
Hit. Oh, have I just let you grab with the grabby boys in the past? Oh,
I think so.
Well, grapple check with the grabby boys.
Yeah,
grapple check.
Grapple check.
Grapple. What'd you get, Sebastian, on your strength?
7.
Yeah, I know. Craig's in there.
Yeah.
14.
He dodges out of your way.
Can I do it again?
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm gonna try again.
You take another 8 damage as he sucks more of your blood.
Okay.
Craig's looking healthy now.
19.
Get him off of me.
Alright, you get a hold of Craig with your grabby boy.
Sweet. I'm gonna knock him out and I'm gonna throw him in the ball.
Roll a hit. Have I made you roll a hit? Or you?
No.
I'm sorry.
He's grappled. You don't have to roll the hit.
He's in the the grabby boy mouth, and I just kind of
reach forward and bam
on the ground.
Yep.
Or whatever. And then
he's looking healthy again. That dose of blood, he's looking healthy
good
again.
Good for him.
Yeah. Xylus isn't looking so great. Xylus is looking a little pale, a little gray.
Bit of pale ale.
You knock him out, you stuff him in the hamster ball.
Yeah.
You stuff him in the hamster ball. It's like chained down to the deck so he can't roll around in here.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was it.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
Probably should head on to new Solora.
I'm going to cure wounds myself.
Okay. Cure wounds yourself. You got Craig situated in his new hamster ball of imprisoning. Do you guys want to do anything else before you head out?
I'm good.
Robert?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I'm good.
Xylus, there's a whole entire new control panel in your fucking hell chaos that is control panels on the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I know what to do with it?
It's okay. There's a sticky note.
There's a sticky note.
With a lot of writing on it.
Fuck. I want to roll myself an intelligence check real quick. Hold on. Just not for reading it, but...
For understanding it?
What is intelligence? Intelligence, there it is, plus me.
And it's written in...
Okay, I don't write down a copy. That was what I was rolling
for. Oh, no. Oh, no. And it's kind of written in, like, a different form of common you're not super familiar with. So it's a little hard to decipher. Which is something y'all have noticed here is that, like, they use common, but the written form of common they use is just a little different.
Is it, like, shorthand?
Not shorthand. It's, like, it's almost, like, kind of dialecting out into a new dialect of common. Like, maybe these people have been out here for a really long time and things are changing.
Space common.
Yeah, space common.
Everything's in lowercase.
Fuck, no. We gotta leave. This place is an abomination.
No, they have kind of proper grammar here.
Punctuation non-existent.
Oh, God, that would be kind of hell. Even though I'm really bad at punctuation. So, Xylus.
Yes?
Are you going to New Solora?
Zoned out.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah?
New Solora.
Yes.
It's just kind of like... Okay, map.
Map? None. Do you want to pick up one?
I want to ask Leroy about a map.
In like the main part of the gas station, there's like the little turny thing of maps.
I try and find the one that's for New Solora.
But you find one.
Okay.
When you go back into the train and open it, it's pretty damn big.
Okay.
Like, it could be a small map carpet if you wanted.
How does it imply the three-dimensionality?
Yep.
It just does.
It just does.
Okay, we're good.
There's like a weird, like, there's kind of like a weird, like, magical holographic thing that's going on. That's why this map cost a full 5 gold.
Okay.
Leroy.
Dragons. Oh my God, did he go in? Go.
The full quote, damn.
You know how there's like a scale where it's like 1 inch is equal to like 1 mile?
Yep.
1 inch is equal to 1 light year.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You're about 6 or 7 light years away from...
I want to figure out this faster than light travel thing.
All right, roll. You're using the sticky note, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roll.
I haven't lost it yet.
Use wisdom. Just roll fucking wisdom. At advantage because you're using the sticky note.
At advantage. A plus guidance.
Is anyone up with Sebastian in the cab of the train? Puff the magic dragon.
Daniel.
That's
a 9.
God damn it. Audrey.
Probably.
You're up there with him.
Cause ranger.
You can add Audrey's wisdom to it.
What's your modifier?
My wisdom.
Your wisdom modifier.
Plus 2.
11.
Here's the fun thing. You don't fucking space jump into the core of a star.
Okay.
But like, as you're sitting here like, boop, 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 no, hold on, turn that back. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, and then like the fire in the train starts glowing like a really bright magenta-y purple.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a massive like black hole portal thing opens up in front of you.
Yeah.
And the train goes into it. And you're sitting there.
I am like completely unprepared. Because like I'm pressing buttons, following the steps, not knowing which one will actually send us.
So, Rose, what are you doing in your train car right now?
Probably lying down.
She's lying down?
Yeah, not doing a whole lot.
All right, so you're just lying there, and all of a sudden, it goes from, like, the train sounds, and you feel the train lurch, and then all of a sudden, and you just get, like, all your shit gets thrown everywhere, and you're just sucked into the blackness that is this form of faster-than-light travel.
Cool.
And it's like that for about 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, popped out somewhere.
This checks out.
Okay.
I look around like that'll help.
You roll down the window and you like stick your head out like, all right, landmark. Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Hold on. You see something. At least you see like a some sort of space rockway in the distance.
That's all I see.
That's all you see.
Sorry, guys. A little lost. We'll find out. We'll get help. I head for that rock.
You head for the rock. Well, you do anything. You just existing in the train.
I'm just existing.
Are you in the cab with me?
Yeah.
You're just in the corner, like, wide eyes. Like,
exactly.
I imagine just, like, sitting there holding Terry. Just,
I'm
like,
just, like, not going to touch anything. Not going to. This is way out of my scope of practice, bro.
It's way out of Xylus's, too, but he's going for it.
You fucking blast off towards this rock, and it's a diner.
Rad.
It's the last stop diner.
The last stop. Okay. Pull up to it.
You pull up to the diner.
Yeah. I'll just roll down the window and yell out.
Hold up. You pull up to the diner and your train is bigger than the diner itself.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you pull up and like someone outside's like, damn.
Why, thank you. She's quite big, ain't she?
Yeah, she's a beast.
Yes.
What weapon you got on that bitch?
What's the like cool name for a howitzer?
Howitzer?
We got this M777 howitzer. Pretty bad boy, yeah. What? Quick question.
Now what's up?
Where are we?
Last stop diner, man.
Okay. How do I get to New Solara?
Oh, you're going to need to go like 50 light years that direction.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
You can find it on the map that you guys got. You're
okay.
Really
oh,
far
okay.
out.
Okay, diner. I find the diner on the map.
Yeah, you're really far out of Solara.
Okay. I'm going to try again.
I really want to make you roll again because that's fucking beautiful.
Well, it can't be that bad again, yeah. Right?
Just don't roll a one.
Unless there's two ones.
And you can add Audrey's modifier.
Okay. I'd like to bring Velvet over. It's like, you want to take a look at this picture? There,
it's
right?
It's going to hold it upside down and look at it.
You're the... Okay, whatever.
Just say I don't get her modified.
No, you do. You okay, do. She's the ranger. She's
oh,
good at this.
Oh, right, right.
I'm going to flip it back. But when I first open it up and be like, this doesn't make any fucking... Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold up. Oh, here we go. All right, Sebastian, roll it.
There is no upside down in space.
I saw the one.
Well, the words are upside down.
Fucking hell.
Fucking finally.
You get a nat 20?
No. Dirty 20.
Oh, okay. So, like, as you sit there flipping switches, the guy comes, like, floated up to the window. He, like, puts his arm on the windowsill, looks, and he's like, damn, this is a pretty cool beast. What warp drive you got in this bitch?
I have no idea.
How fast does this motherfucker go?
In atmosphere, 700 feet per second per turn.
Damn. That's good, man. That's good. All right. Respect.
Thank you.
All right. Hand you a business card. If you ever want to have some fun with this beast, let me know.
I take the business card.
He floats away.
You do space wheeling?
Yeah.
Off-roading, but
yeah,
space.
Space.
Hell yeah.
So you beep the boops, you slide the slides, yep. And then like as you sit here again, you watch as like the black portal opens up, and it's not like, it's like black hole black.
Yeah.
And he goes like, into it.
Ooh, you know what's kind of fun? So, like, we'd be pointing one direction, and it's like, we need to go that way. Black hole opens in front of us.
Yeah.
We still end up that way.
Yeah.
Because you're just folding space.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he goes like, and it's again. A little softer this time, though. You're starting to get the hang of it.
Okay.
And then you pop out.
There's a button that says inertial hyperdrive dampeners.
Just what that does? Boop, boom.
It's just smooth.
Oh, shit. Okay. And about a 10-minute hyperspace travel.
Yep.
And you guys pop out. And it's not like a planet. It's an asteroid field circling a planet.
Fuck, they blew up Alderaan.
No, it's like the rings of Saturn.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Except like, as you like pop out and you guys start floating towards it, and like all these little rings are connected by little magical fields that all these rocks and stuff are connected by magical fields that hold themselves together. And like there's some rocks in like one building, like other rocks that have like entire city blocks on them and all that. And
holy shit.
They're clustered in like this one part of the ring. And there's a massive floating sign that like as you come out that says, "Welcome to New Solora. Population 5 billion.
Jesus.
There. Elevation. Yes.
Just floating towards there, I guess.
As you get closer, you begin to like make out like parts of New Solora. And New Solora is fucking huge. Like, Atla is kind of being put to shame right now. But it's all very Western town looking. Like, maybe the tallest building in this entire city is like 5 stories.
So as I see the asteroid field, I walk in and I say, "Hey, so like, Silas, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
God damn it.
Hold on. Oh, you read George Lucas as well.
Yes.
Star Wars. Having fun, Audrey?
Yeah.
You've seen that scene.
Audrey loves Star Wars, Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if I've actually seen that
you have.
Scene or not.
You have.
I
it's,
have.
In the,
okay.
It's in the ones you've seen.
Cool.
I'm sorry, Audrey.
For what?
It's right before they go in the mouth of like the asteroid worm thing. You remember that?
Which one is it?
The Empire Strikes Back.
The third one we watched?
The last one?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
It's not the Empire Strikes Back?
I don't know.
It is the second one.
Okay, the second one.
Second one.
They're being chased by the ship that looks like an ironing, a steam iron.
Oh my god.
Shit's blowing up. Music's epic. And then they fly into a hole in an asteroid. And then there's a worm.
Oh, yeah, that scene was really random. Yeah, it's just like, oh, there's a worm. What the fuck?
Space worm!
What? And then never again.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a whole canon about space worms.
Of course there is.
In Warhammer, they have space whales.
That's fantastic.
Right?
That feels very correct.
And then the chaos in Warhammer infects the space whales, and they use them to invade planets by just fucking crashing the space whale and the planet. But they all hang out in the space whale's stomach.
Huh.
It's a weird thing. So, as you guys pull into New Solora, you think you spot some sort of, like, parking yard for large vehicles. Because you just see, like, on one outskirt of the city is just a shit ton of, like, massive, like, freighters. And it's... None of these actually kind of look like spaceships. Like, it's a lot of boats. And, like, other things like that. And
yeah,
it's
fantasy
a lot of
shit.
Yeah. And you see, like, a massive area, like, almost like a dock area where you can park your big-ass piece of metal, if you would like.
Sure.
Yeah?
That looks like a place to park a train.
I'm sitting fucking crisscross applesauce on the floor, dude. I am not trying to...
Are you just, like, sitting there holding Terry, like, I don't
want
to be here anymore?
I'm gonna fuck shit up if I try to do anything. So I'm there for emotional support.
I mean, you watch Xylas just warp travel your guys' ass into nowhere.
Yeah.
Eventually, it got smooth.
Yeah, you gotta hit the cruise control.
Yeah.
To speed things along, you guys pull down into this massive yard and find yourselves a... There's like little rocks with like where you can tie your thing
like a
off.
Boat dock.
Like a boat dock. And there's like a little light pole that says like... Dock 117C or whatever.
Okay.
And as you guys like bring the trade down, you see a man standing on like the little piece of rock waiting for you guys.
Say fuck me or fuck you.
Fuck me. I not only do I not write down our parking space number, I forget it entirely.
Okay. Sweet. It's okay. You got a ranger.
Yep.
She'll remember.
I got it.
No, she totally would. Yeah.
As you bring the train down and park it off, the dude on the rock like pulls out a big ass rope, ties it to somewhere on your train, ties it to the rock, and he comes floating up to him and he's like, howdy, how's it going? And it's a short, stout looking halfling man in his little space suit. How's it going? Name's Jeb. I'm just gotta check you guys in real quick.
Sure, what do you need?
Oh, I just need parking fines and I'll get you a little ticket.
How much?
2 silver.
Radical.
Yeah.
Xylus has never said that ever. Anyway, I hand him 2 silver.
You hand him your 2 silver. He prints you off like a little ticket. Just put this in your window next to your other thing. All we good.
Okay. Put it in the window.
Put it in the window. It's no problem. He's like, welcome to Salor. Have a good day. And he putts off.
Okay. Yep. Shall we don our spacesuits?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So all of y'all don your spacesuits. Terry in her little dog-shaped spacesuit. Weapon doesn't need a spacesuit because he doesn't breathe.
You just hand him an RCS pack. He just kind of pumps around with it.
Yes, Audrey?
Does my space helmet
have ear farts?
Ears?
Yes.
Good. Good. Everybody still knows I'm a bunny for some fucking reason.
Dang.
Cool.
I mean, for comfort, it makes sense.
It's like a big clear fishbowl on your head.
And then out the top is like cloth ears.
It's really... I was thinking glass.
Oh. Yeah.
So like, yeah, there's just 2 big glass protrusions coming off the top of your helmet with your ears in it.
Don't hit a door frame.
And I'm just letting you know, it can be a living hell with your piercings clinking around. Like, clunk, 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 clunk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't bother me too much, but everybody else around me, maybe.
Well, in the vacuum of space, it's just your hell, because only you can hear it.
Yeah.
We put on the spacesuits.
You don the lay spacesuits.
All anyone hears is their own breathing.
That sounds horrible.
It's bad. Yeah, it's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying.
Do you leave the ship?
Is there a comm button?
Yeah, you got little walkie-talkies.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I'm going to use and abuse that.
I mean, it's just like talking to each other.
No, it's not. It's more
it's a walkie-talkie.
It's a fucking walkie-talkie.
It's got like the call button on it.
I immediately hit the call button.
Everyone's face who breaks.
Everyone starts ringing.
As soon as she hits the call button, just all of your helmets. What?
I hang up. I don't know.
No, you can't do that on a walkie-talkie. It's not. You turn the volume all the way down.
You just turn the walkie-talkie off.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have ears.
I give you a spaceman thumbs up.
Look at my ears.
Fun fact, actual spacesuit gloves are really hard to maneuver in.
That's thumbs up.
So, where do you guys go?
Bill, it's still pointing at the ears.
I don't know.
As this is happening, Terry's just kind of like gently like floating around, like, I don't know what to do.
Ah! I'm gonna tie her to my
That's
suit.
So perfect.
I'm gonna tie her to my suit. That's I have a giant badger balloon now.
You like thrust her out and she just like boom, like all over the
what
place.
What the fuck's going on here? Nah, fucking dickheads. I don't enjoy this anymore.
How does she work the walkie-talkie?
It's just voice activity.
Any voice activity, I
wait, no,
hear
it's
it.
A mental link.
I hear yeah, it.
No, she talks,
oh.
actually.
Oh, wait, she talks.
She makes sounds that you understand.
Yeah, I don't think we have a mental...
Magic.
Do we?
I don't know.
You have a mental connection, but, like, she does talk to you.
I don't think we talk through our minds. I think
I don't know. It's your,
that's
your badger.
Sense or something.
Yeah. I think you got it.
Listen, Terry's not having a spectacular time.
Just every time she makes a sound, I hear it.
Fuck this bullshit. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't like this. I want to be back on Grand. Fucking bullshit.
Everyone else just hears back sounds.
The refugee.
I'm going to reel the rope in and just hug her.
Just hug her. It's like a dog.
Pat the glass little, helmet.
What?
What's Weapon up to?
He's just kind of like standing there existing. Hmm.
Fuck, he can't hear any of us.
So as he's like standing there and you just see him like
mouth moving, no sounds.
I was gonna put a helmet on him. That wouldn't do anything.
Nope.
Okay, so I guess we just can't hear Weapon.
Yes, the person who does a lot of talking usually. This is a big hit to our group. No comedic effects from Weapon anymore. God damn, the podcast is going downhill.
Can I mold earth his RCS pack just onto his back or something?
No, it just sticks.
Yeah.
There's like some double-sided tape on
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Now he can move.
Yep. Do you guys want to make your way to New Solora?
Yeah.
Probably do that.
So you guys begin hopping along like these little magical pathways and like rickety rope bridges and stuff like that in your little spacesuits. And probably it's like a 30-minute walk because you're pretty deep in the shipyard. And as you come close to one of these little asteroid town-et things, you realize there's like a magical air bubble around them and stuff. The one you're coming towards is probably like an asteroid with like 3 or 4 city blocks on it.
Can I pop the bubble?
I mean, you could probably just walk through it.
I know, I want to pop the bubble.
What bubble?
Just go boop.
The air bubble.
Around each like inhabited asteroid of the town, there's like a little air bubble.
But you can't pop them, can you?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
As you guys walk up to it, you watch as Rose like slowly starts putting her index finger towards it. And then you poke it. And it's kind of like weird. Like, it's kind of like poking into like a flat sheet of saran wrap. But at some point, it just kind of gives and your finger goes through.
I'm going to try the same thing now with the dagger.
You pull out a dagger. Same thing happens. It just kind of gently moves through.
I just like walk through it.
It bows in and then it just kind of gives away and you guys can move through it.
Does anyone have dispel magic?
Oh, no. Fuck. Please don't kill everyone in this asteroid at town.
Well, I can't. I have no magic.
I don't have dispel magic.
Because that would work.
Could I get it?
Yeah, I think so. Bards can get it, I know, and wizards can definitely get it.
Yeah,
you could.
It's pretty common.
And like, you're on an asteroid ring around a planet. So like, to your left side to like almost middle of the sky is this massive gas giant that you guys are orbiting around, and then to the right side it's just the empty void of space. Yes, about Caleb.
Is there an arcane shop?
An arcane shop?
Yeah, a place for sales like scrolls.
Yeah, totally.
God damn it. You monster. I was going to equip dispel magic.
No.
You could.
I mean, like, just in case we really fuck shit up in there.
We shouldn't cleanse it by murdering the blood of the innocent.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, it's kind of useful if shit's real bad.
It is a level 9 spell that is doing this, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so I might not even be able to do shit.
You could buy a scroll that would take this shit down, no problem. But it's 1,000 gold.
Not worth the joke. Moving on. Is there a blacksmith?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. I'm going to see if we can give me that grappling hook idea I had.
So yeah, you guys are like in this like this little asteroid block. It kind of just is like a western town looking.
So the magic item would have to roll against my spell save.
You would roll. Oh, if it's a mat.
Yeah, so anything under 4th level, I hit.
It's a spell. It's not an item.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
For each spell of 4th level or higher, the target make an ability check using my spellcasting ability?
You make a roll using your spellcasting
ability. Oh, 10 plus the spell's level.
Yeah.
So if it's 9, that would be a 19.
Yeah.
That's not even worth it. Okay.
Well, there's other spells you can use it against. Like, you could have used it against the anti-magic spell when you fought Bo Carson.
But I have to be out of the anti-magic field to use my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys, you find yourself in this small little townette of an asteroid. If you want to, you can just go, you can continue down the street and head to another asteroidette.
I'm going to go to the blacksmith. I like this grappling hook idea.
You go to the blacksmith, and when you enter like the asteroid, you don't need spacesuits on. There's atmosphere and all the good shit and gravity.
Look, I'm going to keep it on because if I came up with the idea that all you need is to spell magic to kill this place, other people have come up with that idea. Yep.
All right. So you break off from the group and you immediately head to the blacksmith shop. There is a medium-sized, well-built minotaur man in an apron and like heavy-duty clothes, fucking going ham on a hot piece of steel. As you walk up, he puts away the piece of steel and turns around and goes, "Howdy, how's it going? What can I do for you?"
Can I get a grappling hook, like either a shoulder-mounted launching one, like a hip one, or like a wrist? Like just shoot the grappling hook.
I can make you the hook, but you're gonna have to go somewhere else to get the launching mechanism. I'm real sorry about that one, but I can make you a pretty damn good hook.
How much?
You want just like the 4-prong grappling hook?
Yeah,
25 gold.
I'll call
actually elsewhere. No, that's super super expensive. 10 gold.
No, I'll call elsewhere. I'm sure someone will have both of them together.
All right, I'm so sorry I can't help you with that one. You want to buy swords, spears, armor?
I'm good.
All right, cool.
I got my stuff.
You want to go find like a machine shop kind of thing?
Sure.
I mean, that's where you would buy something complicated.
I think
like
I just remembered the last time I bought it was from Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
He's not the normal blacksmith.
He runs essentially like a... Yeah. Artificer shop.
I could blow the pistol peak whistle and just see what happens.
You could.
That could be very expensive for us.
Maybe there's someone in.
That's like roaming charges.
I almost called it Ether Sea. What is this place called?
The Astral Sea.
Maybe there's a part of the, you know, a service.
It's probably true.
To, what is it called?
With your microphone cable like that.
I forgot. What's the term for it? A provider?
Service provider?
Well, let's see if there's...
Of the Pistol Pete Network.
See if the Alchemist...
And the Astral Sea.
Artificer Shop. Artificer Shop. Has it, and if not, we'll... I get it when you get back. It's not a big deal.
So you go wandering off to find the Artificer. Velvet and Xylus, while he's... Well, Rhodes is wandering off to go find her grappling hook. What do you guys want to do?
I want to go to a tavern.
Go to a tavern, Velvet?
Yeah, I guess that.
All right.
Go to a tavern, too.
You guys begin walking off towards a tavern.
So is it like a giant city? Like what?
So imagine like a huge city, but instead of being like one continuous piece of land, it's a bunch of like broken up and like on a bunch of asteroids.
Okay. Orbiting. I thought there was a planet in the middle.
There is a planet. So like you guys are in the like, you know how Saturn has rings?
Yeah.
This city is in the rings of the planet.
Okay, we're not on the planet.
No, it's a massive bright colored gas giant.
You couldn't be on that one specifically. It's made of gas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a sun?
Yeah, it's like Saturn, like a massive gas giant. Like, and it's super cool. It's like this massive multicolored like layered gas giant that you can look at.
Cool.
So like, yeah, this place you're in right now is just one small part of the city as a whole.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought for some reason like the city was going to be on the planet.
No.
And then the extra stuff on the outside was just random bits.
No.
Random shops and stuff. No. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
As you guys begin walking towards the tavern, both of you roll perception.
Me?
Yeah. Sorry. Xylus and Velvet. Rose.
This dice has not been rolling.
Did you see that? Went from 18 to 2.
God damn it.
That's how it always happens.
Yeah. Did either of you get above a 10?
I got a 9.
God damn it.
Oh, God, 9.
I mean, it's not that bad. You just don't hear a person walk up behind you. As you two are...
No big deal. Just some random strangers up on your butthole now.
Yeah, nope. Your butts have been violated. You guys lose the game. I'm sorry.
Oof. Technically, it wouldn't
the game was don't get anything up your butt.
Oh, you already lost.
I lost.
You guys got kidnapped by aliens.
I would say he definitely got violated already.
As you guys are walking down the street towards the tavern, you hear like a behind you. Like someone's trying to get your attention.
I'm going to turn around.
That.
You guys both turn around, and standing behind you is... really tall, mustachioed, grizzled individual and like a sheriff's getup, but they're blue and translucent.
Ooze?
They're not an ooze. They look like a ghost. He's got like a sheriff's badge on and two guns on his waist. And he's
Ghost cop.
Do you know what? Who am I thinking of?
So close. Osmosis Jones almost got a new job. Got reinstated into the force.
Or this is before. No, because Persephone...
Well, he was an Atlan cop before. I think that's canonically.
This man is towering for a human. He's like 6'5".
Oh, shit. Okay.
And he like, as you guys turn around, he goes, God damn it, no more. Howdy, how's it going? Marshal Code Thatcher.
Xylus Ramsbottom. Have we met before?
Didn't you used to be the sheriff at
Mm-hmm. I did, and then I died.
And then you got promoted?
Well, I came to the Astral Sea, and I became marshal of this here city.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a bigger city, so it seems like a promotion.
Oh, it's definitely a promotion. A lot less. The fun thing, though, is a lot less rampant murder of anyone. It's a lot calmer place. A lot of my job's just kind of being a person of the people.
A people of the people.
A ghost of the people.
Yes.
You're Velvet, if I'm not mistaken. I know your mother.
Yeah.
If you're Velvet, that's probably Xylus, if I'm not correctly.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I've dealt with your family a lot.
I'm sorry.
It's, you know what? It's okay. At least you're one of the good ones.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Xylus stands a little taller.
I'm guessing that's Terry, his weapon. Two of you missing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know all of that?
Oh, I mean... Dr. Shrimp told me you were coming.
I didn't figure Shrimp to be a fucking narc. I love Shrimp.
Yeah.
He didn't want y'all to get murdered in space.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that someone's looking out for us. That's...
I'll seal your friend, Miss Dagum. Let me know you were on the way, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one checks out more, though. She probably doesn't want us to running off.
Dr. Shrimp doesn't want you guys dying so he doesn't get his fucking hostage. Lady Dagum wants you to finish a mission.
Yeah, that checks more out. Right, I gotta get a gif. Goddamn hippos.
He's like, okay, well, I mean, it looks like you guys are going towards the tavern. We can go there. I'm mostly just coming to say hi, see how you were doing, make sure everything was going well. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen you. I don't know, I was just being friendly. I'm sorry.
Question for you.
Certainly.
Do you know a Bo Carson?
I know a Bo Carson, sir. Yes, I do.
What's your opinion on this guy?
Dude's a fucking scumbag.
Cool.
Oh, listen, if you want to murder someone here, it's fine. As long as you have just reason to murder, you can murder whoever you want.
Really?
It's kind of like Solora, you know, new Solora. It's got a few more laws.
Is being a scumbag a reasonable enough?
Listen, I know what Bo Carson's done.
Okay, cool.
He's got a rap sheet a mile long. Don't you worry.
Any info on him as of late?
Yeah, he went and, if I remember correctly, he went and purchased a tavern on the on the outer quadrant of the ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another question.
Yeah.
Do projectiles get through the air shields?
Yeah.
Are there other kinds of shields?
Like a shield shield?
Yeah.
There's like a shield you hold in your hand?
Force field.
If they're a magical type, you can have a magical shield.
Okay, cool. All right, same rules.
I think if we launch something hard enough, it'll get through the ray shielding. It's fine.
Hear me out. Shoot the tavern with the howitzer.
See, I like that idea. I don't know if you're thinking big enough.
Oh, what?
Look, I've had this idea since we got an asteroid.
Hit the tavern with a train.
Empty asteroid crashing on his asteroid.
Oh.
Can I propose an idea?
Yes. Absolutely.
These are going well.
Light a fire and all the oxygen will leave the bubble.
That's also a good choice. We have three solid ideas.
Yeah. How do we combine them?
Explosions.
See, I was thinking you guys were just going to hit the tavern with the train.
Incendiary.
I do have
ammo.
Have some ammo.
Explosive ammo.
Let me just scroll down to
light
the
an asteroid on fire.
Yeah. 10 explosive rounds, 2 air bursting, and 2 laughing gas.
You didn't buy any incendiary ammunition?
No, I figured explosive would kind of be pretty good.
No white phosphorus for them good civilian casualties?
All right. You said that, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not buying it.
All right. If you guys want, Thatcher will hang out with you guys. Otherwise, he was just saying hi and checking in. He'll fuck off and go do other duties he needs to perform.
Do you want to come kill Bo Carson with us?
I'd really love to, but I probably shouldn't. It'd be
why? Kind of,
seems like your guys is a vendetta. It seemed like if maybe a high-level ghost character, would come and help you, would kind of defeat the whole purpose that God has been setting up for this. So... it seems like maybe you guys need to deal with your own problems and you can't just like get NPCs to do them for you. You have all the artillery and the spells and shit to do. It seems like you just got to do it. Seems like maybe there might be a whole story thing laid out for you that you guys got to go through.
Would perhaps blowing up the tavern mess with this story?
I don't fucking know. Listen, I only know so much. I'm just an NPC in this whole game of life that we play.
All right, Mr. NPC, sir.
No, my
Marshall Dakota Thatcher.
My name's Dakota. You can call it Thatcher, Dakota, if you want, or Marshall.
Excuse me, Mr. Thatcher.
Yes?
Would you be opposed to this tavern hypothetically evaporating?
How are you going to evaporate an entire building, son?
I got a cannon.
No. There's other buildings around it that we don't want explodified.
Oh, see, that's what I was getting at.
We don't need civil. I know you guys are really good at murdering the innocent.
See, now I know.
And trapping people in hotel rooms and asking questions.
So, you're a ghost. So there are. It's not just a tavern in a bubble.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Damn it.
Yeah. Please don't kill any innocents, because I will arrest you.
We will try our best.
If you kill innocents, we will have a problem.
To be fair, I don't think we've killed a whole bunch of innocents.
If I remember correctly, you explodified an entire brewery. A lot of innocent people died in that one.
We evacuated most innocents.
Yeah, we tried our best with that one.
Most of the people in there were bad.
You blew up an entire mountain?
That? No. No innocents there. They were all under the thrall.
Are you positive on that one?
Unless there were prisoners.
I'm not entirely sure what he's referring to.
He's a ghost. He knows everything.
Rampaging down a city street as a massive Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that one's fair.
No, I, when I said I don't know what he's talking about, I legitimately have no idea what the mountain.
Yeah, which mountain did we explodify?
When you guys were in the Grey Mire and you had to take care of the cannibals in the mountain.
The TNT one.
With the box of dynamite.
Oh.
And that's where you got your cannibal.
That one I think we're pretty good on.
I don't feel bad about
that
one.
Yeah.
The poor, poor innocent prisoners.
They were going to die no matter what.
Yeah.
Or get under the thrall.
Yeah. I can think of someone else here, probably.
Don't try to tell me Santa's innocent.
Anyways, yeah.
About Santa.
I'm just going to let you know, T-Rex in space wasn't a plan.
Listen, I'm all for T-Rex in space.
I think there's some issues.
So it's up to you.
Yeah.
Also, Santa may be back, but that's probably a situation for like three months down the line. You may have to deal with Santa again.
I figured.
Santa 2, Licha Boogaloo.
I mean, when this comes out, it'll be pretty close to Christmas. Yeah.
Round 2, we got him again.
Round 2, it's time to fight Santa Lich.
In the near future, you're teasing the Christmas special now. In the near future.
Near future.
We hope you enjoyed the Halloween special. We don't know what happened in it.
I'll know. Well, okay, I know the story that I want to craft. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, and I'm okay with that. So you guys going to the tavern? To the tavern and this asteroid, not Bo Carson's tavern.
Oh.
Because you said you're heading towards the tavern.
Yeah.
Is it far?
Bo Carson's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a distance. It's like on the other side of the belt.
Well, it's like, do we want to take the train?
No, you could take the train over there. Why are you deciding that? Rose.
Yes.
I'm going to get to you earlier, but I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
You walk down the street with Marie, and you guys find a small sheet metal building and with a big open front door. It's like a sheet metal building that has like the one garage door on it. The garage door is open, and it's obviously like there's like a machine shop in there because you can hear all the noises and see all the tools, and it's Bartholomew's House of Manufacturing.
Man, that's a whole franchise. That guy's in, this guy's pie and everything.
Oh, yeah. How fucking... It's also about...
Yeah.
Do you walk in?
Yeah, absolutely.
As you walk in, a pretty grungy, soot-covered, grease-covered, mostly dragonborn man in a boiler suit comes walking up, wiping up his hands. He goes, "Howdy, what can I do for you?"
I'm going to pinch him my grappling hook idea again.
That's beautiful. I love every moment of it. It will take me a little bit of time to make, but I can do it. Give me 3 days, say?
Yeah, I can come back.
Okay.
3 days.
Yeah. Now, pricing on this piece of hardware. 400 gold sound good?
I mean, I am pitching you an idea you can sell to other people. It seemed like an idea you didn't come up with previously.
200 gold.
Sounds good.
All right. You guys shake on it, and then Marie pokes you.
Okay, two of them. 400 gold. Two of them.
She's trying to get your attention still.
Yeah. Was that not what she wanted?
No. She's like, no.
Yes, but no.
I want that.
Okay.
I could pay for that.
I got it.
But she points at like a display cabinet one corner of the building.
Yes, I don't... What's in this display cabinet?
You walk up to the display cabinet.
Yeah.
It's got like a extendo punchy fist. So it's like you hold onto it, and then as you punch out, like this big block of steel extends out for a little extra reach.
Feels like something in Fallout. I can't remember the name of that.
Oh, it is something in Fallout. It's a little nicer, though.
What does that thing do?
Oh, well, I mean... It
punches really well.
He like it punches really hard. You can also just get a little extra reach on it. You can enchant him. They got spikes on it, and there's like a big one of them, like it's like in a display case where they're being held upright, and one of them just has like a flat plate with spikes on it. One of them has it so like when you punch them, it fires off shotgun shells. But he's like, "Can I get one?"
Yeah, how much is that shotgun punching, or one of them, the whole punching?
Just the basic Punchotron 3000.
Yeah. Punchotron 3000
is 200 gold.
200 gold. And spice it up a little bit.
You want to super spice it, or just a little bit of curry? That Punchotron 3000 with spikes is 250 gold.
How about the shotgun blast?
The shotgun blast, there's 3 shotgun barrels, and that's just for one Punchotron.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's 400 gold. But you do the damage of a shotgun shell every time you punch someone, plus punching damage.
That's pretty good. Then she could you put two brass knuckles on your hand? She got the brass knuckles. Right?
You could, but like she you, when you use this thing, you like put your hand inside of a glove.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the other hand.
You could. It would just be kind of weird, but they're thin. You just stack them. You could do that.
Yeah, we'll get one of the... I'm going to ask her. I'm not going to speak for her. I'm going to ask her which one she wants. I'm willing to get the shotgun one.
She points at the shotgun one.
I assumed that, but I wanted to communicate that without just assuming it.
Pretty please.
Yeah. You're going to go...
Cherries on top.
Don't even need to know. That's very... I want one, but my punching is shit, so... I do my damage better from a mile away. Ooh, speaking of your making stuff, do you have like a telescoping, like a zoom, like scope?
You want a zoom lens?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be over there, and there's like another glass display cabinet. Yeah. It's kind of weird because like there's no storefront. It's just like machine shop, and then like kind of towards the front of the shop, there's just a bunch of glass display cabinets with his shit in it.
Okay. Yeah, can I mount that to my sniper?
Yeah, there's like a whole selection of telescopic sights. You want just like a basic one that will give you like a an extra modifier or something?
No, I want a fancy one.
You want like a real fancy one? What do you want this fancy shit to do?
To zoom in. Almost like sci-fi jokingly zoom in on people.
So you want sci-fi zoom and enhance?
Basically, yes. Okay. I don't know if that's broken or not, and we can back it off a little bit.
No, you can have sci-fi zoom and enhance, but it's going to be the same as the Punchatron 3000.
Another 800 gold?
Yeah, 800 gold total.
Yeah, sweet.
All right.
Does that do anything for my gun?
You have sci-fi zoom and enhance.
Can I just add that in the notes? It doesn't have notes. Nope, it's right there. There it is. Yeah, perfect.
Do you want to do anything else while you're in this artificer shop?
No. Okay.
You can come back and...
Unless you can enchant my gun.
Do you want gun enchantments?
I mean...
He can do some basic ones, but you're going to need to go to a wizard for like real good ones.
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah, you know, I'll be back in 3 days.
It's, okay.
Try not to forget
that. Would you like to go anywhere else?
No, I'm going
to... Head back to these two.
I don't remember where they went.
Where'd you guys go to?
I gotta head to go. Because I took off before they decided where to go. Walkie-talkie. And ask
Velvet and Xylus, where are you guys headed to?
Do you want to go to the tavern?
Now, which tavern do you want to go to?
The Beau Carson.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, and you do have like a little slip of paper telling you where to go for Lady Dagum's thing. When you want to get around to that. Again, that one is kind of like most of hers... kind of a loose timeline on when you need to get that done.
Gotcha. What do we have to do for that one?
She has a friend out here, kind of like your last one, who needs some assistance with salvage.
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons ADHD. My name's Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom, which for some reason knows a little bit about space.
The final frontier?
Because his maybe... controlling God might just know a little bit about space.
Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
I'm Caleb. I played Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. Forgot the name there for a second. And I'm buying shit, apparently. Certainly did not give Marie probably the most dangerous thing for her.
Yeah, no, Marie might be one of the most dangerous NPCs.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm used to it by now.
My name is Audrey, and I played Velvet, who is super confused, but like super okay with it. Because... there's just too much going on, and honestly, it might be a huge thing to try and get out of the confusion forcibly, so she's just gonna naturally let it ride.
I'm very concerned about this.
Velvet is confused. She struggled with her confusion and hurt herself. That's a Pokemon reference, by the way.
Okay, that makes sense. I was Daniel, your dungeon master for this beautiful hot mess
in space.
D&D in space. Man, I love the Muppet Show.
Bye.
Pigs in space.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
All relevant links in the description.
Oh, leave a review. We keep forgetting to ask people that.
You should leave a review.
They're pretty cool. They help us get found on Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also just really nice.
They are
really.
Everyone's so nice.
They give us
it's
happy
really
feelings.
Nice to read. Yeah.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on the wild beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, the wild beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.